and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump, pump it up.
Pump it up.
Well, we got the lottery to look forward to, if nothing else, in 2021. Tonight's Mega Millions. What?
It's a clickety-clack.
Oh, clickety-clack. No, not. We're not playing dice on some cardboard in the back of the building. This is legit. $600 million. So there's still no winner from Powerball, so that jackpot is over $500 million.
Yeah, so much money.
So you get the Mega Millions and the Powerball, both over $500 million. That's a lot of cheese,
dude. I'm still on board with. I don't think it's good for anybody to win that. I don't think it's good. Don't half the people kill themselves?
Or their family. And either half the people kill themselves or the other half is murdered by family members or friends that want the money.
Like, there's a whole documentary on this. Like, there's a certain percentage of these millionaires that win the lotto. That don't make it.
I don't need to win billions of dollars. $500 million. Okay, $600 million after taxes. You're looking at maybe $350-400 million. Which I say that maybe only. It's still too much for anybody. I would be happy. Dude, I'd be happy with $1,000. That would be nice. I'd be happy. Like, what would be the perfect lottery number for you, just to be set?
Dude, honestly, we've talked about this before. If I want to be honest with myself, it's like going to be like $75,000 to $100,000.
Yeah.
Because it's not enough for people to be like, hey, what's up, man? What are you doing? You know, It's enough to really get things done, too, for yourself. Anyway.
Yeah. Pay off some bills, get the house paid off, maybe buy a nice new truck, you know, something like that.
I mean, maybe that's a little selfish, maybe a little bit more so I could give some to my family.
I think.
You know, but I don't know. What's your number?
I would say, like, all right, if I really want to be done, like retired, like I'm right on board with you there. You get, let's say you win $100,000 after taxes, all right? Pay off the house. Get your bills squared away, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I said, just fix, you're good.
But not enough for you to go nuts.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, you still got to go to work, okay? Like, you still got to go to work, but now that money you're making, that would make a huge difference. Dude, that would be life-changing,
absolutely.
All right? But if I really wanted, like, okay, the amount of money to retire where I'm at right now, I'd say maybe like $10 million. I think that'd be a sweet spot. I think that'd be a sweet spot.
How much fishing gear do you need? You know, for God's sake.
It would be one of those ones I could set my folks up. I could really help the family out, donate a nice chunk, and then put a nice chunk in the bank and let it just build interest. And then
just, number.
You know, yeah, I think that would be good. Because I could probably rip through a decent chunk pretty quick. Pretty quick. By the time you take care of some debt for the family, you help out to, because I got a big family, all the way around. By the time you go like, all right, family, I want to help everyone out. I was like, well, hey, I got this. It doesn't take long for you to chew through some money.
Brock's about to say, you know, those sex robots are going to be really expensive.
First of all, by the time I buy every single person in my family a sex robot, I mean, I'm going to be pretty, it's going to be pretty tight.
So, yeah. Could you admit $600 million?
Dude, that's nuts. That's nuts. It's absolutely.
So do you think people would be on board with this? Like the lotto people are like, all right, $600 million, one shot, one person, or we're gonna divvy it up for so like we'll say like 20,000 people win. I don't know that math. I'm not gonna even try to attempt that math. But you know what I'm saying? We'll divvy it up a little bit so we'll get more winners. So more of you have a chance to win.
Well,
but
see,
it's
now,
not gonna be $600 million.
It could be. I mean, that happens anyways. If you have two people with the same numbers,
right.
You know, so yeah. But you gotta have the same numbers. And first of all, the odds of having the numbers is tough. And then the odds of multiple people having the right numbers is, you know. Would that be less? I don't know. I'm not good with fractions or numbers or anything like that. But
and then do you get along with the other person that had the same number too? Like,
yeah, you took half. How dare you take half of my $600 million, you bastard?
How dare you be as lucky as I am?
Yeah. Well, let's say 10 people got it. That's still $10 million or $60 million a piece. That's still a nice chunk of change.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And of course, Uncle Sam takes half right away. So either way.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah. Again, just $50. Just give me $50. I just need to fill my gas tank.
Just all right, buy me a 20, man.
I'm hungry and I could use some gas money. That's it. Go back to like when I was 17. Dad, can I have money for gas? That's all I need. Anyway, so good luck. I actually will probably go buy a ticket today before it's all said and done. So you never know. Lastly, we have not seen the last of the man bun. Apparently, it is becoming more and more prevalent with men. Men are wearing man buns. The trend could continue at least until things get back to normal because guys are growing their hair out.
What up, Mother Goose? I'm going to call you Mother Goose.
That also, so for anybody that doesn't know, I cut my hair. And it was tough. I had a beautiful mullet go. Like, my hair was long and flowing. But I was really trying to break it down. And I don't think I'm a long hair guy. As much as I want long flowing locks like Brad Pitt in Legends of the Fall, I'm just like, because most times.
You look like Fabio, for God's sake.
Exactly. Really. Most times, though, you see guys with long hair, they don't have it down. Because it's a lot of work. So what do? They have it in a ponytail, which, guys, it doesn't look good. I'm sorry. I don't want to be that jerk. But, fellas, if you got long hair, just let it go down. I remember when I worked as a tour guide at
the
this
ponytail.
Cave. I worked at a tour guide at this cave in Wisconsin. And one of the owners, so a guy and a girl own this, a husband and wife. And the wife had short hair, and the husband had these long blonde locks. But he always had it in a ponytail, he looked ridiculous. All right,
you know
every
what you tell
single
that guy?
Time.
You know what you tell him? That's what I tell him. I say, hey, you're one off from having pigtails.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Oh well, this show Kiki and I have been watching called Alone. This one guy who's from Michigan too, and it drives me nuts. So he's on there. He's got the big beard, and then he always had his hair in braided ponytails. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Just all right, either. So if you have the long hair, just let it go. But if you're just constantly throwing it up, what's the point of having the long hair?
Yeah.
What's the point? I don't know. So I
don't know. To each its own, I guess. You know,
exactly.
But I've never had long hair, so I don't know.
I don't want to sit here and be that jerk that's like, oh, ponytail. Look, if you have long hair, that's you. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just coming to terms with the fact that I am not a long hair guy. And if you are going to have long hair, let
this
it down.
This is coming from a guy who just had hair to his shoulders, ladies
but
and gentlemen.
But it was always down. It was always down. What I'm saying is if you're going to have long hair, what's the point of constantly throwing it up? Let it down. That's why you grew it out, right? You know?
So the difference between a ponytail and a man bun is like you like twist it up on top of your head for it, into a bun.
You know who else had that? Your middle school librarian, okay? I'm just saying.
Here's what you do. You know, anybody who's got a man bun, I'm gonna put a chopstick in that man bun just to let you know.
Or do two buns. Do two buns, one on each side, like Chun-Li from Street Fighter.
Street Fighter or an old girl from Star Wars.
Exactly. If you're going to have long hair and a man, the Princess Leia or Chun-Li, do something different with it, okay? Anyway, all right.
Chun-Li.
That's your morning dump.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106.